All right, we're all set.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the long named committee. It's too many letters to remember. Economic development and all the others to order. And today we're meeting for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the next term on the Industrial Development Agency Board. And with that said, I got to get the agenda in front of me. I thought I had it, but I don't. Sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought I had it here. Sorry. I closed the window. I have two computers going here. I had one open, one closed. Oh, come on.
I think the first thing I have is the pledge, but
yes, yeah. So let's just do that and then we'll move on.
And we have a.
Yep. Okay. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America.
America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
Which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, and then now, so I guess now the next thing we do is I'll accept the motion to go into executive session to begin the interview process.
Second, you guys go ahead.
I'm sorry,
everybody.
So
I think we had Tom and Chris, and okay. Here's Peter. Great. So we'll give Pete a chance to get on board here.
All right, so you have a motion to go into executive session.
Yep, so and now that Peter's on screen. Yeah, go ahead. Tracy, you have a question before we go into executive session?
No, I just wanted to clarify two things that the stated purpose for going into executive session, right, which is to discuss appointments
personnel. Yeah.
Personnel.
I said
also,
that.
And also that we'd be inviting Lynn Archer into that executive session.
Well, so are we going to do that for each interview? I think we're going to do that at the beginning. We're going to executive session and then stay in executive session until we're done interviewing all the candidates on the schedule, right?
Yes.
In
yeah,
out.
But since she's here, I think you'd want to say it, but however okay. You want.
No, we're going into executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the IDA, and we will ask Lynn Archer to join us in that executive session. Legislator Maloney.
Yeah, it's not mandatory that we go into executive session, is it?
Yeah, I spoke to the attorney yesterday, and his belief is that, and he cited a couple of different sections of law, which I'm not a lawyer, so I don't remember.
I think the words, I spoke to him as well, and some other lawyers, and the word I'm getting is it's appropriate, which means we can. What we are okay. Going to so, be discussing,
well, if I could, I'm going to make
if,
it,
Brian, all, just if yeah. I could. No, I think yeah. It'd be a vote if there were two people that wanted to vote. I don't know if there is, but if yeah. if we're
going well, actually, to be, I don't know if that's true. Chris well, told me that as chairman of the committee, I can decide whether or not we want to go into
executive. No, he says you can call the vote
either no, that's way what
you
want it. You,
but somebody have... else could. Somebody else could call the vote. If I could make my point, this is yeah. For the IDA, which is right. in Lynn's case here. If we appoint her to the IDA, she's going to be at public meetings in front of the public talking right. About exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Right.
If your argument right. Is somebody may not be comfortable to talk about things that you might get them to talk about unless you're in executive mm-hmm. session, then I would make that argument that, well, we're going to be putting them in public meetings to be doing the same thing on the people's behalf.
That's
so I think it's completely appropriate. The public deserves to know. There's nothing that the public is more upset about than the behavior of our IDA and some of these all pilots.
Right. I got.
No, excuse me, Brian. I think I could finish my point. And to put your hand up and shush me, I don't think is very chairman.
I'm just letting you know that I want to have something to say too about it, which I started to say when you jumped in. But anyway, I'm just saying to you that I conferred with the legislative attorney.
As did I.
Regucci, and he told me, right, yesterday afternoon, that legislative session is absolutely appropriate, and he would advise that we go into legislative session. And because this is considered personal and confidential because it's virtually a job interview and we're talking about personnel issues, right? And so that for that reason alone, we should be in executive session. And so, you know, I'm just going to make the call as chairman of the committee.
All right. Well, I'll make one more point, and that is that.
Come on, legislator.
It was very. I'm answering to what you just said.
Visitor Bartels.
Thank you. So I just on the merit, since I do think it's going to require a vote to go into executive session. But I also conferred with counsel. I mean, I want to say, since we also have a new member sitting here that, although not new to government, but new to our, that it's our longstanding, it has been our longstanding policy to conduct these interviews in executive session. It's certainly, like, the language of appropriate was used to me. It's definitely permissible to go into executive session. We're not in violation of the open meetings law. And I would respectfully, I hear Legislator Maloney's point, but I would respectfully disagree. One concern of mine, if we were to entertain the concept of conducting these meetings in open session, I think that the people at the beginning of the process would have a distinct disadvantage as compared to the people at the end of the process, because people could listen to or watch not only the interviews of the previous candidates, they could learn from those interviews and adjust their what otherwise would be candid responses accordingly. I also think it could have an effect on, to the extent that there might be, private or personal information revealed, that could have a negative effect. So I'm supportive of going into executive session to conduct these interviews. Again, it's what we've always done. Any vote we have will have to happen in the public, not in an executive session. And I also support that.
Okay, any other comments? Liz Sager Maloney?
Yep, I'll just remind the chair of something I heard a couple of months ago about how important transparency was to you, that you went on a long spiel about using county emails. You were so up on transparency and allowing the people in.
That's right.
And to the point, one very fair point about letting other people listen in and maybe prepare for the questions, I would be up for that risk, because it would be so proper and transparent for the people of this county that are so upset about how this IDA has performed. And as far as the argument, this is the way we've always done it. Well, look at the result we've gotten from this IDA from the majority of its existence. So okay. I'll be the only no vote, and I'm okay with that. And I look forward to telling anybody I talk to that's upset with our IDA that I attempted to get this open to the public.
Okay, so I'll accept the motion to go into executive session. Unless anybody
Mr. Chairman.
Anybody
else. Mr. Yeah, Chairman, for the record, it's executive session, and we are going to let the interviewees in. If I recognize any other legislators in the waiting room, I can let them in.
Yes.
And that I can stay in the meeting.
Yes, that's correct. Right. So we're having the clerk to the committee and the interviewees and any other legislators that sign on in the next while we're in executive session. Yes. So I accept the motion.
It was moved by Corcoran and seconded by Hewitt.
Brian?
Yes, Herb.
Before we go on executive session, can you give a short dissertation on how this process will work?
Yep. I sent out an email today kind of outlining it a little bit, Herb, but I will go over that. So what we'll do here is we'll interview the candidates with some questions live today and tomorrow and any other subsequent interviews. We'll review the submitted questions, and if anyone has a question about the submitted questions, they obviously can ask them now, or if they have any other questions that arise, they can ask them during the interviews. At that point during the interview, we have these questions that they're asking. We ask that you put a score next to them just to kind of help you along the way, because there's 20 candidates or more, and it would be a little bit difficult to try and remember everything. So one of the things we came up last time was just a little scoring thing for yourself. This is not going to be made public. You know, you're going to give your submission for who you think should be on the board at the end, but these are to help you along and, you know, just to keep score. Then what we'll do.
And that score is what, 0 to 10?
Well, it's on the sheet that we have there, Herb. It's actually the low score is 1, the high score is 5, we did. And then what we'll do with that at the end is, you know, after all the legislators on the committee have gone through the interviews, gone through the submitted responses, we will then make a list of the 7 candidates that we believe, and then we'll peck at that until we get 7 to recommend to the legislature. And then we'll recommend 7 to the legislature, and then the legislature will either vote them in, vote them out, alter it, amend it, whatever they want to do. You know, last time we made a suggestion and it was amended on the floor. So we could potentially do the same thing here. Anybody have any questions about that process before we go into executive session? Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of going in executive session?
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye, and I am for, I don't know if it needed to be a separate vote, I am for allowing Fawn and any legislators that get here. I don't know if we're supposed to vote on that separately each time somebody comes in.
Okay, so
we did it in the same vote. I'm not a no to that, but apparently okay. I am.
You're a no to what? To having them come in?
If it was all lumped into one vote, and yeah, I'm a no to do it, to not do it publicly, yeah. I am not a no to not letting in other legislators as they come in.
I don't think
it
there
seems
was
we vote. Did it in one vote, is all I'm saying.
Well, we didn't actually vote on that. We just made the outline and the ground rules for who will be allowed in executive session once we go in. We didn't really vote on who it's going to be allowed or not.
I thought we were voting on executive session.
Just for the record, you need to vote. That's part of your executive session vote, but that's fine. I understand Joe's point.
Okay. Okay. Anything else before we go into executive session? Okay. So
before you do that, can I just ask?
Wait 1 second. All right. Yeah. Make your motion again, Mr. Litz.
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session.
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And Legislator Maloney is not on camera, so I don't know if he can vote on the coming out, right? He has to be on camera. Okay. So you got the vote there. All right. So we are now out of executive session. Just to conclude, we interviewed two candidates for the IDA board this afternoon. And we will be meeting tomorrow afternoon to interview three more. And then Saturday, we haven't gotten the schedule yet, but it's going to be a big one. It's going to be a lot of people there. With that, I'll accept a motion to adjourn this meeting today.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thanks, folks. I appreciate your time.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.